Joining me live over the phone today is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with our monthly update from the city of Kemmer. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Kemmer. Just got a little skiff of snow, and the snow is coming in very predictable and slow ways, steady, but not too much, and that helps us, to plan about a better for these things. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as always, Brian, we appreciate you taking some time today to chat about what's happening in South Lincoln County. And I want to start out by reminiscing a little, if you can, Brian. It's been a year now since the announcement was made that Kemmer was going to be the site for the first Natrium nuclear facility. And, man, how things have changed since then over the last year.
Oh, yes. The biggest change is where there was despair, there's hope. How about that? I mean, it's like we have a good future ahead of us, and we're excited that we were the ones chosen for this, and the things are moving right along, and it's improved our economy as well, and the price of real estate has gone up, and people are able to sell their houses and upgrade, and or whatever they need to do. So it's wonderful to have that opportunity.
So as we head into the winter, Brian, what happens with the construction on that facility? I'm assuming that things will kind of taper off for a little bit and pick back up in the spring.
So yeah, the next step is, some people may have noticed that there was trailers out there that are gone. That's not because the project stopped. It's because that particular part is done. But there'll be some more work in the spring. They're actually going to be excavating for the sodium testing facility. The sodium testing facility was a bonus, actually, in addition to the nuclear power plant, of having a place that will be at least 20-year life of the ability to test this salt-cooled reactor equipment that's being used in the production of the plant. So that's actually, the excavation will begin when the snow melts and the ground is no longer frozen, and we anticipate about 50 workers next year. They kind of downscaled that a little bit. They didn't need as much as, but that will actually ramp up. That will take actually a couple years to build it as well, and that'll be, it'll have, probably 150 temporary workers just to build that. And then it will actually house about 12 permanent workers eventually. So it'll, again, be here for 20 years. So that's an added bonus. And then it will concurrently, keep going. The construction and the plans are moving ahead with the actual nuclear island and what we call the energy island. So there's just in permitting and designing stages still, and things are moving along.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us on the weekday wake-up today. Brian, as we turn another calendar year over here in a few weeks, that gets us one year closer now to the expected closure of the Naughton Power Plant from Rocky Mountain Power. Have you been given any updates there recently as far as any changes to the future of that, potential buyers, maybe keeping it on as a natural gas facility? What's the latest there that you've heard?
As far as I know, the latest IRP, it's still based on the last one, which is closing 1 and 2, the end in December of 2025. I know they're still going through some analysis on the next IRP, so I honestly don't know. I have heard that that's a possibility, as you mentioned, that there could be a conversion to natural gas over there. The good news, regardless, is that the coal industry is really ramping up still. It's doing quite well, and they're making money, and I think there's lots of opportunities, as you mentioned. I don't know of any buyers for the power plant. I do know Glenrock and Kanata, which did a presentation for us a few weeks ago here. Glenrock and Kanata are interested in taking coal and turning it into syngas, then syngas to hydrogen, hydrogen into ammonia. There's a lot of demand for ammonia on the international market. The price of ammonia is great. And so we're hoping that's actually going to, whenever the power plant does shut down one and two, we're hoping that that's going to help replace some of those coal, well, not replace, but keep the coal jobs and maybe even grow them a little bit. So I'm hoping that by this summer, we will have a good feeling about if that project's going to be finished. I know they got to come up with a lot of funding, so that's what the biggest hurdle I think that they're going to have. And I think it's a $2.7 billion project, and it's got a good business plan. I think it's got a good business model, and it's just a matter of them coming up with funding. And 2/3 of that funding is anticipated to come from Q45 federal carbon capture tax credits. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air today. It's all part of the weekday wake up. Brian, you've mentioned a lot already what's happening in South Lincoln County, but anything else happening that is going on that you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
Yes, actually, and it's all related to kind of what we've been talking about. You know, we actually, part of our economic development in South Lincoln County is the South Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation, and I'm actually on that board as well as others, but we have actually, to kind of speed things up a little bit and take a little bit off of my plate, they were able to come up some funding between the county as well as the City of Kemmer and the South Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation and fund a consultant that's going to be doing a lot of economic development activities. His name is Stephen Allen, and he's actually going to take over some of the work I've been doing with communicating regarding TerraPower and other projects going on and developments. He's going to try to help all of the – we're getting lots of inquiries about people wanting to locate to Kemmer, and he's going to help facilitate that, connect them with the potential sites. They're potentially looking at a heavy industrial site, working, trying to find grants, trying to help even find grants for the wastewater treatment plant. He's going to take some of that off of our plates and give us a little help. And he's got a contract for at least a year to help us there. And so we're excited to have him on board. In fact, other communities are considering joining the effort on the funding to keep that position going, including Opal. Diamondville's been considering potentially helping out with that, and he's already, I think, done a good job just getting to know everybody in the community, again, taking off some of the stuff on my plate. So my focus is going to be trying to help prepare for the housing that's coming here and making sure that we've got adequate temporary and permanent housing for the growth that we anticipate. So,
absolutely. And I've reached out to Mr. Allen, and hopefully I'll have a chance to introduce him to the listeners as well at some point.
Yes.
to discuss more of that role. But, yeah, excellent news, and I think that's something that will certainly be a nice addition for South Lincoln County. Well, Brian, thank you for your time today. Appreciate the updates as always.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great holiday to you and your listeners, and thank you for your interest in our community.
Absolutely. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, and the monthly update from South Lincoln County on the SVI Radio Network.